We come this morning to look at this scripture and ask the question, is God's peace within you? And as we take a look at this scripture, we realize that when Jesus appeared to the disciples in that locked upper room, that first time, he said, "Peace be with you. Peace to you." Twice. And then when he appeared 8 days later, he said, "Peace be with you." Again, as he met with them. And as you remember, peace is the Hebrew word shalom, which is often today among the Jewish people a standard greeting, like we would say hello. But it really means the best of everything. It goes beyond that, because shalom really means God's rule in our life and in the world. If we're serious about saying peace be with you, we're saying may God rule completely in your life, may God rule completely in the church, and may God rule completely in our world, that we might have the best of everything. What a wonderful greeting for Jesus to make to his disciples. I'm offering you the best of everything. Abba's shalom. Real peace. I want you to have it. And it dawned on me as I was studying this that Jesus is in effect linking this with the gift of Holy Spirit in the Gospel of John. And you might be thinking, well, I thought everybody received the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts after he had ascended to the Father, and, you know, they were in this room and the flames came upon them. There was this great wind. Yes, that's true. But according to John, in this intimate time between Jesus and those disciples who had been with him through his earthly ministry, he bid them peace, sent them out as the Father sent him out, and it says he breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. I just wonder, you know, kind of how did he do that? Let's do a little exercise today. I'd like everyone to stand, please. One of the things the early church fathers and spiritual mystics around the world deal with to get focused on God is breathing. And I found out that I didn't know how to breathe very well. So I want to teach you maybe a different kind of breathing, because medical experts say most of us do pretty shallow breathing. And we can actually breathe from three levels. And the deep breathing comes from the diaphragm, you know, right down here in the abdomen. If you put your hand there, you'll notice if you take a breath and take it from real deep, not your chest, but your abdomen should move. It should expand out. And then a lot of us, if we take a deep breath, we usually take a chest breath. You know, our chest expands. And if it's really shallow breathing, you know, it's just a little in, and it's just right at the top. Well, the point is, we need the oxygen, the breath, to feed the blood and oxygen to the brain and all parts of the body by complete deep breathing, and very few of us do it. There's actually a woman out there who claims that you can lose weight by changing the way you breathe. But I found it's hard to just really fill up your lungs. When you get the first part of your breath way down in the bottom part of your lungs, and the second part of your breath by expanding your chest, and the third part of your breath by just shrugging your shoulders, and it pulls in the last little bit to top it off. And I want you to try that, because those who meditate go through that process of taking it in at all three levels, holding it, and letting it out in reverse order. And I think you'll find it's not that easy. So start by pulling it in here, going here, and topping it off, and just hold on to it, and then exhale. And see how that feels if you get your entire lungs full. Could you feel that as it worked through all of your lungs? It's not easy to do. You have to practice sometimes to do the deep breathing. You can sit down. Now, I suspect, because we're told in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, the seventh verse, "Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." That's how humanity was created physically. That Almighty God breathed into us the lungs he created in us and filled them, and that was the enlivening agent that brought us to life. And yet, in our acquired laziness of breathing, we don't get the full effects of truly breathing in all of life. Learned something this week that was kind of weird, that when we breathe inside, we're breathing in negatively charged ions of oxygen. When we breathe outside, it's positive, or the other way around. We all have heard how it's more polluted inside a building than it is outside, in spite of the pollen. Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit by breathing on them, reaching down into himself as this risen Lord, just as God did in creation, and took these people that had been so close to him for 3 years of public ministry, and he breathed on to them the Holy Spirit. Now, interestingly enough, the Jewish word that he probably spoke, and he probably used the Jewish word rather than the Aramaic, is ruach. And ruach means breath, wind, or spirit. That there in the intimacy of that upper room, where they thought they were safe from the outside, Jesus appeared to them, blessed them with the blessing of peace, and just before he breathed on them the Holy Spirit and told them to receive it, he blessed them with the blessing of peace again. He says, "Peace be with you. I send you as the Father sent me. Receive the Holy Spirit." He breathed and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Take it in to your life. Let it change you. Let it give you the peace, the shalom of Abba Father." Now, the tragedy is, in our lives, we don't fully understand that. But don't feel alone. Someone who should, Nicodemus, had a problem with that. Remember Nicodemus, who in the Gospel of John came to him at night, kind of sneaking around. He didn't want anyone to see him. And it says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the things that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born anew when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind, see, he's using the same word. He's been talking about spirit, using ruach, and now he says wind, which means ruach. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus wanted his disciples to be born anew through the gift of the Holy Spirit to experience Abba Shalom. So he did what God did in the beginning of creation. And I'm sure he took a mighty breath in as he breathed on those disciples who had gathered around him, first in skepticism and then in wonder, and breathed on to them the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. So when we're baptized, being born of the water and the Spirit has been given to us, and through that, I think God wants to give us his shalom, his peace. The problem we face in our lives as we try to live this out is how many of us are really shallow breathers? How many of us just take in just enough to get it inside of us and no further? And maybe some of us, you know, hold our chest out and expand it and take in a little more of that Spirit. But how many of us really draw from the depths of who we are and breathe in the fullness of that Holy Spirit? Because as I studied this week, it dawned on me that this is how we receive his peace. And if we don't have a great deal of peace in his life, it might be because we haven't breathed in enough of that Spirit. We breathed in enough to just get a little bit of renewal, but it's so temporary. It's so shallow. I mean, it's like panting. I mean, even if we take a good chest breath, it just only goes halfway. It doesn't go into the depth of our being. That's the kind of breath I think he gave that day. That's the kind of breath I think he wanted his disciples then and now to take in, so we had the fullness of that Spirit in us and the fullness of his peace. It helped me understand a little bit, maybe, of what Jesus meant over here in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, when he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Because he intended to miraculously, for us in this day and time, through the water and the Spirit, to breathe it deeply in to our being, that we might not only have his Spirit, but have, as Paul says, the peace that surpasses understanding. I don't give you peace as the world gives it. I want you to draw it in to the depth of who you are, so you're so secure in me that even if you are robbed and all of the things you value are taken from you, you've got something inside you that I gave you that can give you peace even in the midst of that. when you face struggling with you know, failing parts of the body as we get older that just don't do what they used to do, we don't have to get incredibly worried, because if we've drawn in that Holy Spirit into the depth of our being, we have His peace even in those moments. And when we face our own illness and our own mortality, reminded of that by the death of people we love, we don't have to feel abandoned if we have drawn in to the depth of our being His Spirit, and with it His peace, His shalom, the best of everything that Abba Father has to offer you and me. This is what He wanted for those first disciples. This was His gift for His disciples today. And when He came back 8 days later and entered with peace be with you, then He came back in and talked to Thomas. And Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe." I don't know about you, but I haven't had a vision of Jesus Christ. I haven't seen Jesus. My wife had a vision of Jesus. Actually, she's had two. I haven't had that privilege. I haven't had the opportunity to even in a vision see Jesus. But that day in that locked upper room, He was saying, "Blessed are those who believe in what I offer, what I give you, the grace that is yours." Paul tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter, "To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace." Shalom. How do you set your mind on it if you don't have it? And Paul reminds us in the 9th verse, "But you're not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him." He says, you're not in the flesh, you're in the Spirit. You've been baptized. But have you fully breathed in the gift of the Spirit and Abba Shalom into your life? Are we spiritually just doing shallow breathing? Or even going a little further in Chesterfield, have we really pulled it into the depth of who we are? The spiritual masters down through the ages, the mystics, knew instinctively that focusing on breath was a way to focus on the presence of God, to concentrate on drawing that in deep and completely through our lungs, and focus only on that life-giving part, was to free oneself from all other thoughts, because most of us can't breathe that deeply without concentrating on it. Have you breathed in God's breath of life fully into the depth of your being? Have you experienced the Holy Spirit in the fullness of what God offers it? Do you know that you have the peace of God within you? You can, if you just breathe it in and accept this precious gift, the Spirit of God and the Shalom of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we all face desperate situations in our lives from time to time. Sometimes it's about our health. Sometimes it's about worldly circumstances. Sometimes it's about situations that largely involve other people, but we get pulled into them. We need your peace within us. Not just as a thought in our mind, but something that just permeates every fiber of our being. That just as oxygen goes from the lungs into the bloodstream and nourishes every part of the body, we need your spirit and your peace to nourish us from the inside so we can deal with things on the outside. Help us not to be shallow breathers of your spirit and your peace, but to draw it in to the very depths of who we are, that we can be the people, the church, you have called us to be for the world. We ask your blessings upon us as we draw in the very breath of life through your spirit. Amen.